right, welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thank you for joining me today for episode 5 of O Woman Podcast. So in the past, we talked about having naked time with yourself and knowing what you want from yourself, realizing what it is that you really want. So these are some of the things that will need to come together with you before you're able to ask for what you want. So these are important realizations that need to build up and connect to each other so that you're able to actually ask your partner for what you want. One of the big things that we discussed in our naked time discussion was a confidence in your body. That is a big key that you need to have in order to be able to request what you want from another person. Because if you're requesting that they do or think or say this with your body, you need to be confident in your body so that you feel comfortable telling them what to do with it. You also, number 2, need to be confident in what your body can do. So its capability. And this has to do with being able to teach yourself and already kind of knowing what your body is capable of from experiencing yourself. So, for example, how flexible are you? Or do you have orgasms vaginally or more clitorally? Or do you like oral sex way more than intercourse sex? So that all has to do with what your body can do, what it's capable of enjoying the most, what it's capable of doing in the first place. So, for example, you don't want to have anal sex. Okay, that's something that you do not want your body to do, and your body could do that, but you don't want it to do that. So that's included in that list, for example. Or maybe you do, and that's included in your list of what your body can and will do. The third big thing is an overall sexual confidence. So this is conveyed through your demeanor and your sexual approach. And this really comes from being confident with your body and being confident in what your body can do, because it gives you a certain air about you that makes you seem capable, because you are capable, and it makes you feel like you know what's going on, and it conveys that to your partner. So they know that you know what is up, and so they're going to listen to you, they're going to respect what you say, and they're going to really try to up their game so that they can match your confidence and understanding in your own body. Because if you know more about your body than they are capable of knowing, they are going to want to match you because they want to give you extra pleasure that you may not know how to do yourself. So that's something that a good partner is going to want to do. They're going to want to, like, try to learn everything that you already know about yourself and be open to listening to what you say. But they're also going to try new things in a trustworthy and exciting way after they understand how open you are, what you like, what you do not like, so they can really start a really exciting exploration and adventure that you maybe couldn't do fully on your own, because you still have your own limitations about what you think about yourself and what your body you think it could do. But your partner doesn't really. Your partner can listen to you and understand and start from that spot, but they can really help the relationship grow, obviously, by trying new things out. There's plenty of things that Jason and I do that I did not expect would be my favorite thing, and it turns out that they really are some of your favorite things. So that's really exciting. So those are some of the big things that you really need to have in place before you're even able to verbalize what it is that you want, or even physically explain what it is you want. You need a confidence in your body and what it can do, and you need to be confident in your sexuality and what you are as a sexual being. And all that comes from some of the previous podcasts where I've talked about spending naked time with yourself and all those things. So the first big step in asking for what you want sexually and getting what you want sexually is, number 1, getting yourself in the mood. Especially if this is a new relationship, and that's kind of the the avenue I'm going down here is getting us comfortable in our new relationships. And then you can skip some of these steps in your relationships that you've had a while because you already feel comfortable with the person or whatever. But the first big thing is getting yourself in the mood. So that could include a bit of naked time. That could include taking a bath, looking at yourself in the mirror, grooming yourself in some way. So, like, I don't know, shaving your bikini line, shaving your legs, shaving your entire crotch hair. I don't know what it is that you do. I do not do that because I feel like that takes way too long and it's so itchy. Oh my God. But whatever it is that gets you feeling sexy on your own, you could do some lotion. You could just hang out by yourself with the lights down low. You could listen to some sexy music. You could touch yourself in a sexual way or just in a regular way if you want to feel your skin. Whatever it is that gets you kind of in the right state to feel in tune with your body so that your confidence about your body can kind of come through when the time comes when you need to explain to your partner what is up. I'm going to say that a majority of your partners are open to trying new things, especially if they can tell that you're excited about it. But there's probably a small percentage that, like, would feel utterly, completely threatened by you suggesting things. And that's a totally different story. And in my opinion, those people are fools and you shouldn't be spending time with them. If they feel a little threatened and worried, but if you approach it in the right way, they're going to still go at it, ha ha ha, with an open understanding and a willingness, okay? Because bottom line is, it's pretty exciting when your partner says, I like having sex with you. Here's how I would like it even more. Here's the secret hints into my body and life. Like, doesn't everybody wish that their partner would say that to them? Most people just spend half their life guessing about what someone wants or their different partners want. So wouldn't it be nice if someone just straight up kind of came to you and said, hey, here's the deal. So now is your chance to give him or her, depending on who you're with, that gift, which is the gift of full disclosure and full openness in multiple ways. Now, if your partner is one of the normal people in the world who is not going to be threatened by a little bit of positive criticism and negative criticism, but, you know, you got to frame it the right way, then they're going to be cool with this. So the way to start off approaching this is not to approach it in the middle of a sexual situation, like, which that can be viewed totally as more of a negative criticism, okay? You need to give him, I'm going to say him because my partner's a him. In this case, it means him or her, whoever you're with. You need to give him, like, a heads up, or he's going to be like, what? What's going on? We're in the middle of doing stuff, and I'm not doing it right? Oh, my God. Ah! So my advice to you is to, after you've established what it is that you want to try or do or what you want to convey, before the sexy times begin, this is what Jason and I always call it. We call it sexy times. Makes me feel like a third grader, but it's pretty funny. Before that begins, you kind of have a conversation with him. And it could be after you've gotten yourself in the mood, or it could be just the day before you're wanting to have sex to get him kind of excited about the situation. But you can just say, hey, I've been thinking a lot about our sexual experiences and I really enjoy them a lot. But I've also been thinking about some new cool things we could try. I was wondering if you would be open to trying some new things out with me. I feel like I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about what my body enjoys the most. And I would like to share this insight that I thought of with you. So do you think, hey, later tonight or tomorrow we could try some of this stuff out? And chances are he's going to be like, oh, yeah. And he's going to really be in the zone for that. So you've gone from potentially, like, kind of insulting him a little bit by bringing it up just in the middle of a sexual situation to really making it about this new exciting sexual adventure together. So it becomes a team effort and not you are criticizing him. Now, the next steps 2 and 3, are totally up to you about which order you want to do them in or if you want to do one or not the other. And the steps are try to physically guide him, like, to do what you want, /step 3, try to verbally guide him. So this really depends on what your relationship is like. If you are a talking kind of person, maybe you should give him a verbal you know, guidance, like a little bit of a heads up. Or you can tell them in advance. Say, I really like it when you do this. I mean, you could even make this part of the foreplay. So you're telling them all this sexy stuff. So you're like, I really like it when you touch me here. Could you try to do that more, especially while you're doing this? That would be exciting. That, he's not going to be like, no. He's going to be like, clearly turned on by this conversation. And this begins your foreplay. And this begins your getting in the mood kind of a situation. Or if you're not really a talking kind of person and you would like to approach it in a different way, or if you've noticed that your partner is really open to your what you do with his arms or his body parts or whatever, then you could also start with that route. Just do whatever feels natural for you. But keep in mind that both the talking and the physically guiding someone's hand or body parts is going to be key. They're both important. So if you leave one out and you're finding that it's not really working, everything's out of sync, then go for the other one. So if you start guiding his hands here or there or whatever, and you're really enjoying it, and then he keeps moving his hands away, and you're like, ugh, put your hands back. Make sure you verbally say it, you know, but don't say, ugh, put your hands back, like I just said. Say something like, you know, something that's supportive. Like, I really like it when you touch me there, but I really think my favorite is when you touch me here. Can you do that some more? Or can I guide your hands, please? And let me put your hands where I want them to be. Is that okay? You know, he's going to be like, yes, of course. Come on. So, and if he isn't, this is a whole nother story. If he isn't saying yes, of course, I'm not sure how much of a cool dude you have. Okay. So that's another thing to assess. When you're verbally requesting things that you like, it's going to be best for you to use positive reinforcement, just like everything else in the world. Kids, dogs, whatever. It's so much better for you to say, I really like this the best, than for you to say, I don't like this. Now, if he's doing something that you absolutely dislike, it makes you like want to stop having sex altogether, like, oh, vomit, I hated that, then straight up tell him that, okay? But do it nicely. But if it's just something that you're not preferring as much, or it's a little tickly, or a little itchy, or a little whatever, then you can just try to keep that from happening by mentioning your most favorite things of all. From a personal example, Jason does something insane with my nipples. I have no idea what it is that he does. I feel as though it could be magical. I don't actually know what's happening at the time. But particularly my left one is like really into this thing he does, which is usually just touching or something. I don't even know what it is. But I definitely love that, and so I brought it up in that way before, that, hey, when you touch or lick or whatever it is, my nipples in this way, it's really exciting. So I'm like, okay, let me bring this up. And then I also have brought up, hey, the left one really is a fan. The left one is way more excited than the right one. Let me just say that. And he's paid attention to that, and he's implemented that in sexual times because of the way I said it. I didn't say, oh, I like this one better. Don't do that. That one's not as good. Don't do that. You know, it's been more of a positive thing, and that's always the way you should approach it. Because if you're in a trusting relationship, which you should be, then, I mean, if you're in a relationship at all. Now, if you're having kind of a fling, okay, this is a different story. Kind of a different approach to things, and we can talk about that another time. But still, you can still ask for what you want with a fling. Because you shouldn't be having a fling with someone that you don't trust. Maybe you're not sure, like, how much they like you, oh my gosh. But if you find them to be potentially untrustworthy in a sexual situation, then they are idiots just no matter what. No matter if they're a fling or if they're, like, your partner. So, once again, you have to think about that. Really, another huge thing, I would say this is like probably the hugest thing of all, which is really kind of step four of the asking for what you want and getting what you want, is please do not expect magical explosions of orgasms the first time you finally are in the zone and you ask for what you want. Because it might happen, but it likely will not happen. Because based on your own sexual history before, you've got to think about what it is that your body usually does, what it is that you want it to do. And do not expect that just because it's the first time you're feeling open, you're feeling ready, you're feeling like you've told him what you want and he's responding, that doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen the way you imagine with the fireworks going off in the background. It could, but it's unlikely. It is not an uphill battle, but it is a constant work. And you know, I mean, in a good way. Like, come on, everybody likes to go to work when they have a job they enjoy. Nobody likes to go to work when they don't have a job they enjoy. So if the sex isn't really all that fun and exciting and in tune with what you enjoy, you're not going to work that hard to get to orgasms. So that's why this asking for what you want is so important. Because if he's willing to be your teammate, which is what he should be, in getting towards having the sexual experiences you want, then it's going to be pretty easy. And your body is going to be like, hey, I'm enjoying this pathway. Don't know where it will lead me, but I'm still going to kind of go down that way instead of just status quo, blah, blah. Okay, we're done. The end. Status quo is not the best in sex. Now, sometimes it is if everything is working. Like sometimes Jason and I just do the same old thing because it works for both of us and jolly good. But sometimes you're like, nah, it's not really the right day for me for that. My body needs some fresh pizzazz or something. So you try something new. Now you can't always expect great magical things with new stuff, but the exciting part is the adventure together. You are a team. You are a sexual team. Enjoy your sexual teamhood, please, because so many people that I know and that I talk to, they either enjoy their sexual relationship, but they don't enjoy it as a team because there isn't a real connection that they can get to because no one's really communicating. Or they don't really enjoy it even though they feel as though they have a good team relationship in the rest of their lives. Our key here is linking those two things, being a team in all aspects of your life and being a team sexually too. Because honestly, we know this, being sexual is a product of your relationship that you're in and the type of relationship you have. So if you're in a really great, committed, special one, you can get to these exciting places. And if you're good, if you're really in the zone with this new guy you're seeing and you're not sure if it'll last, but who cares, you really like him, you can get to exciting places because that's where you need to be at the time. So it's important for you to be happy with the small steps and advances moving forward that you take. If it is just the small step of the fact that you were able to experience more excitement over this one new thing you realized would be great for you, and it didn't really get you anywhere, but it was a mood lifter and it was exciting that you finally feel like you're being sexually understood, then that is something to be excited about. That is a victory. Every small step is a victory. And even if you're taking a step back one time, that can also be a victory because you are learning from what did and didn't work as a team, hopefully. So next time, you know, hey, let's not do that. That was not the right move, everybody. So you can debrief about that stuff later. You can afterwards spend the time talking about, hey, I really liked this. And this thing that you thought of, you, my partner, you just spontaneously thought of the sexual maneuver and it was fantastic. Make sure that you praise that and not on like a, oh, you praise a kid for doing their homework kind of way, but you, it's a thanking. It's a gratefulness for the gift that was given and for sharing in a wonderful experience. Which leads me into step number five, which is make sure you say thank you. Saying thank you or saying I'm grateful or saying I loved that is a huge deal. Huge deal for me. I am always someone who says that kind of thing. I'll have to talk to Jason and let you know if it's a huge deal for him. But especially in the case of someone who is trying these new maneuvers out and they're not sure about them and they're nervous that they're not going to be good at them, even though you suggested it and they're trying, they deserve a big thank you. And you deserve a big thank you, too, for experiencing new things with them and for offering them these new exciting maneuvers. But they deserve a big thank you. And like I said, focus on the positives of what really was exciting rather than the negatives. And you can mention the negatives, but please mention those after you mention the positives, after you're, you know, still kind of basking in the glow of how much fun it was. And then next time you've debriefed, you've talked about positives and the negatives, you can do a little intro to your sexual experience next time if you're really wanting to try out new things again. Or you could say, hey, I really loved what we did last time, especially this and this and this. Can we try it again? Be like, okay. So it's a great cycle, getting used to the kind of explaining in advance about what you're going to be doing sexually or what you want to do really starts the foreplay, and then doing it, and then debriefing really continues the discussion about how great it was and you're still together as a team talking about it. It really launches you into the next sexual experience and it makes it a big journey where you're taking all these great steps together. One thing Jason and I often do after we have sex is we have a discussion just because it's so fun to talk about it. We'll be like, man, that was a good one. Or, did you hear my sounds? They were hilarious this time. How did I make those sounds? You know, and it's fun because, to me, at the most basic level, the partner that you've chosen, if you're in a long-term relationship and you've chosen a partner, they should be your best friend and your confidant eternally. And so, why isn't it just super fun and connected to the sexual experience to talk about all the hilarious things that happened, all the weird things that happened, all the kind of not so good things, all the fantastic things, and to just spend time thanking each other and being grateful to be with each other? Because that's such a big part of sexuality in a relationship is that you're part of a team and you're together. And your team is great and your team is getting more sexual and awesome. And so that's the big thing here. Okay, so hopefully this helps you get a good handle on how to approach asking for what you want. Because maybe you already figured it out, but you kind of need to know how to implement it. So hopefully this helped with that. I really would love to hear feedback, hear what you have to say about if this helped at all. I would love to hear anything from you at all. And I want to thank you again for joining me today. My name is Emma, and I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye. Have a good day.